You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says more than 100 civilians, including women and children, were evacuated from the Azovstal steelworks in the bombed-out city of Mariupol. The evacuees will arrive at the southeastern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhzhia. Zaporizhzhia, located about 230 kilometers from Mariupol, has previously been a staging post for those fleeing the city.
Сьогодні вперше за всі дні війни запрацював цей життєво необхідний коридор.
Today, for the first time in all the days of the war, this vital green corridor has started working. There were 2 days of ceasefire for the first time in the Azovstal area. More than 100 civilians have already been evacuated, women and children fleeing hostilities right there, right on the Azovstal plant. Given all the process complexities, the first evacuees will arrive in Zaporizhzhia tomorrow morning. Our team will meet them there. I hope that tomorrow all the necessary conditions will be fulfilled to continue the release of the Mariupol people. We plan to start at 8 in the morning.
The 37-year-old Natalia Usmanova spoke to Reuters after being evacuated from the Azovstal plant.
I can't believe it. 2 months of darkness. When we were in the evacuation bus, I told my husband, Vasya, won't we have to go to the toilet with a flashlight? And not to use a bag, a bin as a toilet with a flashlight. We did not see any sunlight. We were scared.
She also spoke of being trapped underground, afraid to surface, fearing being shot dead by Russian troops who took over the plant.
About 11 people got out. They went to the furthest standing exit point. We were from one side of the factory and they went through it all. Just imagine, at their own risk, with their little children under shelling, they went to that exit point. And there they were told, no, we will not let you out. Russians are sitting there. They will shoot you. We can't risk your lives like that. And they got back. There are those who got back and those who managed to escape. We just don't know how.
She says she was afraid to even surface for fresh air.
The shelling was so strong as it kept hitting near us. At the exit of the bomb shelter, on the top few steps, one could breathe as there was not enough oxygen. I was afraid to even walk out and breathe some fresh air. I was afraid to stick my nose out.
The evacuation came after the United Nations and the International Red Cross worked out a deal with Russia to allow evacuees safe passage. As many as 100,000 people are believed to still be in blockaded Mariupol, including up to 1,000 civilians with an estimated 2,000 Ukrainian fighters beneath the Soviet-era steel plant, the only part of the city not occupied by the Russians. The Ukrainian president over the weekend held an in-person meeting with U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi in Kyiv. They discussed several matters, including the revival of the World War II Lend-Lease Act, which was passed in 1941, setting up a system that would allow the United States to lend or lease war supplies to any nation deemed vital to the defense of the United States.
Me and Ms. Pelosi held 4 hours of very substantive talks, including defense supplies, macro-financial assistance, sanctions policy, and political engagement with the United States. I expressed my gratitude for the revival of the historic Lend-Lease program, which once helped protect the freedom of Europe, so this program will be able to do it a second time. We discussed specific areas of how the Lend-Lease program can work to strengthen our state and help in the struggle for freedom.
Ms. Pelosi says the U.S. Congress must pass President Joe Biden's request for $47 billion to bolster Ukraine in the war against Russia. Congress gave Mr. Biden a requested $18.38 billion last month, but the money has already been almost totally exhausted. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.